We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and we are so thrilled to have you join us this morning as we begin to discuss the Word of God and the peace of God that, it will mess your... I've titled today's message, "The Peace of God Will Mess With Your Mind," not in a negative way, but in a positive way. And so we're looking forward to getting into that today. We do want to take this opportunity to say thank you to the fine folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. Area code 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. They go all the way through Brevard County from the southern end to the northern end, from east coast to the western border. You can reach them. They're right here in the central part, but they travel all the way through. They're able to work on your air conditioning, your heating, your electrical issues. They are very, very good at what they do. They are big time supporters of the Refresh Radio broadcast, and have done work for me, have done work at our church. I wholeheartedly endorse their work. They will treat you fairly. They will do the work with excellence. And if you would benefit from their services, maybe not now, but in the days to come, if you want to write this number down, I'll give it to you a couple of more times. Area code 321-632-9538. That's Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 632-9538. When you call them, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and that would be a great blessing to us. So we are getting ready for church services this week, and boy, this has been a year of transition for my family. There's been my grandmother's house sold. Now my parents are selling their house. There's been some transactions in our house that have really been transformative as well in a positive manner. There's, in fact, I'll be having to go out and help my parents pack up 69 years worth of memories here in not too short a period of time. But I'm sure that'll work out a few muscles that hurricane relief activated, and so we'll appreciate that. And I will tell you what, I'll be thankful that it's not 100-degree weather while I'm doing that. But there are also some other potential transitions that are, you know, we've been having to deal with deteriorating health and some family members and things like that. And so nobody really likes those sorts of changes and things like that, but it all has to do with the way that we think. Today we are going to be in Romans chapter 8, verse number 6. And it says there, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." So we need to realize that God wants us to have peace, which comes through Romans chapter 5 says that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, having been justified by faith leading up to that. So because of the work of Jesus, we have peace with God, and that peace that we have with God, it affects the way that we think. It wasn't this last hurricane. It was back in 2004 when hurricanes were crisscrossing the state. And during September of that year, we had, I don't remember what the names of the storms were. I'm sorry. But during one of those storms, we lost power at the church. During the latter storm, we lost power at our house, and it was still a very, very warm season. And so, I had taken an air mattress, and I was sleeping at the church because it had air conditioning. I don't think we were having services. And during that time, everybody wants their power to be back on just real quick. And I got a phone call on a Friday night from a person that I didn't know. And they asked if they could meet with me. They wanted to have a conversation and see if I could give them some direction on how to proceed. And it wasn't a hurricane related question. In fact, it was a Friday night. It was not during office hours. It would have been after office hours. If I had not been there, I would not have received the phone call. And so after that appointment was set, my wife and I had been invited over to the home of some friends so that we could have a hot meal. And so when I got there, I told my wife, I said, our power is going to come back on tonight. And she said, how do you know that? And I explained, I said, if our power had not been out, I would not have been at the church to receive the phone call that set up an appointment that I wouldn't have had if our power had been off, because I would have already been gone. I would have been home, and we would have been going about life as usual. But God had set me up to be in the right place at the right time to have a conversation with a person that needed someone to talk to. And she said, okay. And so while we were at dinner, we received a phone call on my cell phone from the power company about 8 o'clock that night, and said, the power has been restored to your property. And it was like, hallelujah, air conditioning's on, and we're going to go home. As I began to talk to that person, I'm not going to disclose any details, I mentioned something about the way that we think. And this person made this statement. They said, the only way that I know to think is the way that I think. Unless someone teaches me a new way to think, I'm going to be stuck thinking like I have always thought. And here in Romans chapter 8, it talks about the different perspectives that our mind operates from. One operates from a mindset of God-ordained spiritual health and vitality and connection to God, which manifests in the peace of God that affects us in so many areas in our life. It causes us to see life. It causes us to have peace instead of fear and anxiety. It is a mind that has been messed with, but not in a negative manner, but in a positive way by God. In Romans chapter 1, it says that because people did not choose to retain the knowledge of God, because they intentionally forgot about all that God had done and who he was, they intentionally chose that God had given them over to a reprobate mind. That is a mind that no longer functions the way that a believer's mind functions. And so, if you have said a prayer, but you are still thinking the way that this world thinks, I've got good news for you. God wants to mess with your mind. He wants to correct all of those thought patterns that are negative, and they get us trapped in a loop. And to be carnally minded, we have to see, we have to understand, we have to touch, we make all of our decisions based upon our physical circumstances or our emotions. Many times the thoughts that we think are impacted by one aspect of our life, our schedule, our itinerary. You know, we might have a bad encounter with one person and take it out on the next person. But to be spiritually minded says, you know what? I don't have to base all of my decisions upon carnal reasons. I can look for spiritual peace and life that comes from God. Why don't we allow the spirit that God has reborn within us to impact our thoughts rather than our thoughts impacting our spirit and our flesh impacting the way that we think? It changes the outcome. One leads to death. It leads to separation. It leads to lifelessness. But the other leads to life, and it leads to a higher quality of life. Another conversation that I had years ago was that people who make ungodly choices choose to embrace the most difficult and lowest quality of life simply because they do not think the way that God thinks. Instead of thinking like a born-again child of God, they think like an unregenerate believer. And so I'm so thankful that the mind has a role in our peace. If you and I start thinking according to the Word of God, if we start thinking about those things that are right and true and virtuous and good and all of the items that are mentioned in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8, it will produce greater and greater peace in your life and my life. I want to take you to Philippians chapter 4 because not only does it talk about, give us instructions on what we are to think about, but there are also, there is a dynamic there in verse number 7 that is very, very important. Let's start reading at verse number 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So let's look at this. It says you don't have to be filled with anxiety. You don't have to be worried. You can cast all your cares upon God because God has a track record of being faithful. He has a track record of being more than competent to create, to provide, to sustain, to redeem, to heal, to cause to prosper. He has a tremendous track record of working in people's hearts, lives, and circumstances to bring glory and honor. He has a tremendous track record of overcoming every obstacle and defeating every enemy. You and I, we can think on these things. And so prayer says, instead of making prayer our last resort, instead of being focused on the magnitude of the problem, we focus on the magnitude of our God. We magnify Him. And so I encourage you to do that. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. That's a really old chorus. Okay? It says, and as you and I are praying, as we are presenting our needs, our supplication with thanksgiving, our requests are being made known to God. It says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. That's one of the things that I wanted to focus on, is that you and I, when we are allowing God to work in our thought life, that he is giving us the ability to focus on things beyond our understanding. Too many people are wanting to be able to understand everything before they have any peace about it. And I've got news for you. That is not the way that it works. You and I, we trust God beyond our understanding. Our peace does not come from our understanding of the problem. Our peace comes from understanding our God. That is a tremendous, tremendous blessing. And so and it says that as a result of that, if you and I will do that, now I'm not opposed to understanding anything. I'm not opposed to that at all. What I am saying is that my understanding doesn't have to be the foundation for my actions. And so it says, as a result of that, that peace will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. When you and I get to that place where we have peace with God that is beyond our understanding, it will protect your heart and it will protect your mind through Christ Jesus. I don't know anybody that says, you know, I just want my heart to be a little more damaged. I just want my heart and my mind to be a little more vulnerable. There is a concept that is presented in society, and it says, you just need to be more open-minded. You just need to be more open-minded. Now, I want you to understand something, that my mind is always available to be renewed, refreshed. I'm always open to new revelation from the Word of God. I'm open to new revelation from wisdom that lines up with God's Word. But my mind is not an open sewer that is open to just everything that comes down the pike. I don't want to be spending my precious gray matter focusing on things that do not line up with the Word of God. And so if you want to have a discussion, we can have a discussion. But I will do that in a manner in which I will guard my heart, I will guard my mind, and I will have peace with God that surpasses understanding. And I will be more than happy to explain why I believe the way that I do, why I think the way that I do, and why I have the benefits that I have in my life. You may think that because you have this mindset that only things that are good and glorious and marvelous happen in your life, and that is just not the case. Like I said on an earlier broadcast, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Bad things have happened to me before. Bad things have happened to me this year. Bad things will probably happen to me in the year to come. That's not a negative confession. It's just a reality that I live in a troubled world. But none of those things have the authority to rule and reign in my life. And it says, after telling us the things to think on, it says, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So if I am going to experience this peace of God, I have got to think on the things that I've learned. Too many people cram for the spiritual exam without gaining the knowledge that they're going to apply in their life. A lot of things I learned in school, I passed the test. I may still be able to refresh some of the information so that I can help my kids or my grandkids now, whenever they have to pass that test. But a lot of that stuff was absolutely meaningless to me in my very real and decades-long life now. There are some things that I've learned that I have never applied once I passed that test. You and I, we need to say, when it comes to my spiritual life, the things that I've learned, I need to think on those things. The things that I have received from the pulpit, the things that I've received from the Word of God, I need to think on those things. And the things that I have seen others put into practice, I need to think about that, because when I put these things into practice, if I think on those things and then I do them, it says, the God of peace will be with you. The God of peace will be with you. Let me take you back to Romans chapter 15. And it says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me read that to you again. Verse number 13, Romans chapter 15, verse number 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That means that you and I, having our faith in God, it produces in us a peace that causes us to abound in hope and abound in the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you this, what you believe matters. How you allow God to rule and reign victoriously, and what Joyce Meyer in her book, if you've never read this book, it's a great book, you need to get it. It's called The Battlefield of the Mind. It's one of her older books. She wrote it a long time ago. It is a magnificent, magnificent book. How we allow God to rule and reign in our mind, what we allow ourselves to believe. Listen, I don't believe something because a politician tells me something. I don't believe something because an entertainer tells me anything. I believe what the Word of God says. There used to be an old saying that said this: God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Well, there's a process in there that was completely and totally unnecessary, and that is the as far as the settling aspect goes, and that's the believing. If God said it, it's a settled matter already. I don't have to wonder whether there is still light, whether the sun is still ruling the daytime someplace else just because it's nighttime here. I know that it's a fact because God said that was going to be the case. So when God says something, it is settled. What you and I do with believing is we allow ourselves to partner with God and see the abundance of provision, of hope, and the power of the Holy Spirit operating in our life. Believing is important for the manifestation of God's will and provision in our life. Believing just doesn't settle the matter. God saying it settles the matter. So today I want to encourage you to allow God to work in your mental processes so that you begin to see and manifest and think the way that God wants you to. You know, if you go to church this Sunday and said, man, I am so thankful that I get to worship at this church this morning, then when you go there, you're going to go there with an attitude of thanksgiving and gratitude that is going to affect everything that you do. But if you and I, if we're constantly thinking of ourselves as victims instead of more than conquerors like Christ Jesus has declared us to be, that also will portray a manifestation in what's going on in our life. We need... Look, let me just give you some very real counsel. Very real wisdom. Let's put it that way. If you're constantly looking at everything that is wrong with everybody around you, you are constantly going to be filled with negativity towards those around you because you're going to see the problem. But if you're focused on God, when you are surrounded by other people who are fallen and are living beneath the peace of God and the provision of God and the abundance of hope in their life and the power of the Holy Spirit, you are going to see the potential. See, when my wife and I were looking for homes, back when God gave us a word, says, now is the time. I want you to go buy your house. I want you to go and look right now. And literally, that's what had happened. And we had looked before and failed. And we looked just when God said, but we didn't look the way that other people looked. Other people were looking for perfection. We were looking for potential. And you might see our house and say, there's still potential. There's still potential. When we came to Merit Assembly of God, we weren't looking at everything that it was lacking, and it was lacking a lot. We were looking at the potential, and we still believe in the upside of what God has to do. Romans chapter 14, verse number 19 says this, therefore let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. So when we're surrounded by people, we are pursuing peace instead of conflict. We are focused on the God of our relationships, not the problems in the relationships. So I encourage you today, get your running shoes on. Get your running shoes on and pursue peace at your workplace. Get your running shoes on and pursue peace with God. Pursue peace at home. Pursue peace in your neighborhood. Pursue peace. And look for ways, instead of criticizing and condemning one another, look for ways to build each other up. I got a letter here, quite a while ago. And it said, I wanted to give you some constructive criticism. This was not a person that I had a relationship with. By the way, I will tell you this, that before you criticize someone, build a relationship with them. Just saying. Didn't have a relationship with this person, and they wrote this letter to me, and they said, I want to give you some constructive criticism. And then they began, instead of edifying, and it didn't have to do with me, I'll just tell you that. Instead of building another person up, it was tearing them down, and the things that they were critical of were things that could not be corrected, so therefore they were not constructive. Okay? I cannot make myself taller. I cannot make myself younger. There are certain things that are beyond your control. And so I'm thankful that God says, you know what? When you start pursuing the things that make for peace, you are also going to begin to pursue ways to edify and make one another better, so that you think the way that God wants you to think, spiritually minded, not carnally minded. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.